Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is Election Day in Maryland. They have a spirited primary going on where President Trump is actually supporting the same Republican candidate as the Democratic Party is supporting. Why? Well, because he would be the easiest Republican to beat in the general election. There's also a very big primary coming up that everybody in the whole world is going to pay attention to, and that's coming up on August 16th in the state of Wyoming. Why Wyoming? Wyoming's solid Republican state. I mean, Democrats do not do well in general in Wyoming. In fact, our guest, who is a someone who's active in the legal community and in the Republican community in Wyoming, Susan Chapin Stubson, is an attorney at Crowley Fleck, PLLP, with a active practice, and she's also somebody who, along with her husband, has been very prominent in Wyoming politics. She did a piece in the New York Times called Liz Cheney's Last Stand. Well, is that a last stand that she can actually win? Susan, I appreciated your piece in the New York Times, and I'm very pleased you can join us.
Well, thank you, Michael. Happy to have this chance to visit with you.
Well, good. Your piece was amazing for a lot of people, and I've heard it talked about a great deal, because you suggest that despite the fact that polling shows that Liz Cheney right now is running about 20 points behind the Trump-endorsed candidate, Harriet Hageman, that there is still a path to victory for the congresswoman from Wyoming. What does that path involve?
Yeah, well, it's a slim path, and it seems like it's getting perhaps and unfortunately a little bit slimmer by the day. What I did in my piece, and thank you, by the way, for your kind words, it was really a nice chance and opportunity to, on a large-scale platform, kind of round out the view of what Wyoming voters are thinking here in Wyoming. Oftentimes, I feel like we fall a little bit to prey to the stereotype of hard right extremists, of which there are many, but there's a balance to that electorate, and so I was happy to make the case for Liz Cheney. There is a path. I think that candidly, the general wisdom out here is that it's slim to none, to be frank. I dropped my piece in the New York Times, and then within a day or so, there was a poll that came out that, as you just said, showed her trailing by 20 points. So that's the money spot there. If she's able to pull out a victory here, it will be by pulling together the moderate Republicans, which are something of a silent majority here, Michael, as well as a lot of crossover voters. And if she can cobble them together, there might be a chance.
Well, is that one of the things that I looked at is looking at that poll. It shows 11% of Republican voters still undecided. And if you actually assume that there's a slight shift and not a 10 or 20 point shift, maybe even a 5% shift away from Harriet Hageman, who is the Trump endorsed candidate, basically the stolen election candidate, because that's what this election really is about. There is some kind of presence of Democrats who shift over to the Republican side to vote for Liz Cheney, and the moderate Republicans, who some of whom may be undecided, if you assume that that Congresswoman Cheney can win the majority of the big majority and decide is, and have some shifts like that, she doesn't need to get 50%, right? If she gets 40%, given the fact that she's running against five different rivals, she wins, doesn't she?
Yes and no. So a little bit of context to that. I think really the race is between Harriet Hageman and Liz Cheney. Sure, there are a number of other folks in that race. I think that they'll move the needle, not at all. I think that their votes will be negligible. If you look back to the 2016 election, Governor Gordon, who is our current governor, he won by 33% of the vote, so, you know, a third of the vote. So I am not sure if she even needs, if Liz would even need more than 40%. On the other hand, let me give you a little bit more context here. We're the least populated state in the country. There's less than six people per square mile. So there's more antelope here than people. So, you know, I hear my friends out of the state say, why would I vote? My vote doesn't count. Here in Wyoming, your vote does count. So to your point, it will take, or it would take, a very small amount of folks in a collected body, if Liz can pull them together, that would push her through the finish line. But it will be slim.
Now, you, your husband ran against Liz in one of her congressional races, is that right?
Yes, yeah, 2016, which seems an eternity away. But, yeah, when we ran, my husband kind of did it the old-fashioned way. You know, from the bootstraps up, he was in the Wyoming State Legislature for 10 years. And then threw his name in the hat. That was the year that Liz Cheney also threw her name in the hat. And so, you know, hindsight is, it's been an interesting process, but we have really come around to Liz. In 2016, you know, she was very much the opponent, certainly not the enemy, but, it was a great race, but the dynamics of that race were totally different. You know, we tried to paint her as a carpetbagger. That's a criticism that she's heard, and frankly, she still battles. Someone who didn't understand the policies, in Wyoming, wasn't particularly invested in, everything Wyoming. In 2016, they didn't buy our platform. They went wholesale for Liz Cheney, which is ironic. You know, now we have a congresswoman who's voted 93% of the time for Trump and is now 110% off the island. So, good luck trying to figure out what is going on in the heads of my friends and neighbors in this great state of Wyoming.
Do you, when you talk to friends and neighbors, yes, are they outraged about Liz challenging the notion that the election was stolen? Or are they firm believers in the stolen election myth?
Yes. Yeah, I think that you hear a lot of those. And in fact, you know, her opponent is running wholesale, as you said, on election fraud. And although she goes right up to the line of saying the election was stolen, she hasn't done that, but that's clear part of the, you know, that's the Trump theme. The election was stolen and they're taking away our rights. And that's very much where Hageman is. So,
well, there must be more people than just you and your husband who admire Congresswoman Cheney's courage.
For sure. I think one of the other things that you hear quite a bit are, you know, election fraud is number one. Number two is the January 6th hearings, which has been really interesting. The hearings here have been something of a shield and a sword. You know, the sword, and this is the voice that is the loudest, says, you know, Cheney is too distracted by the hearings to pay attention to her in Wyoming. Others, myself, and you're right, I think many of us view that as a shield, which I say, well, heck yeah, shouldn't we all be distracted? And if I may, deeply disturbed by the testimony from the January 6th hearings. So, yes, there are a number of folks that share that view. The trick will be, are there enough of us that will be able to push Liz across the finish line.
Susan Chapin Stubson, her piece, Liz Cheney's Last Stand, is actually inspiring to read. Appreciate your work, and thank you for joining us. Coming back, a new challenge from Mike Pence against President Trump, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is an interesting piece in National Journal, which we're covering here on the Michael Medved Show. It's a piece about the situation in Arizona, where they have very, very spirited Republican primary for Senate, and the very controversial Blake Masters, the Trump-endorsed candidate, but also for governor. And the journal reports that former Vice President Mike Pence hasn't gotten involved in many governor's races this cycle, but when he has, it's often been in opposition to Trump. Yesterday, Pence endorsed Karen Taylor Robson in the Arizona GOP primary. Pence's pick yesterday is reminiscent of his endorsement in Georgia, where he backed Governor Brian Kemp against David Perdue, who centered his campaign on election conspiracies and ultimately got walloped by Kemp. It was almost 3-1. It was not close at all. In Arizona, Trump is similarly backing a conspiracy theorist, Carrie Lake, while Pence and Trump have made endorsements endorsing the same candidate in other races. The former vice president's diverging from his old boss in Arizona and Georgia, which were two of the crucial swing states where Trump believes he was cheated out of winning those states. Those two endorsements and that duel between Trump and Pence in those states are worth noting because they are races the former president has been very heavily involved in. On Friday, Pence and Trump will hold opposing rallies for their candidates in Arizona, a split screen that could foretell deeper division ahead. Well, and that's particularly if President Trump, as widely expected, runs for a new term in office. There is this also, and it goes to a very crucial question. It's from the Chicago Sun-Times. It says that Trump looms large for President Biden. Well, Trump looms pretty large just by every measure. Trump looms large for President Biden as he weighs whether to run again. If Trump runs, Biden is far more likely to do so himself. And if Trump holds off, it'll be far easier for other Democrats to approach Biden about letting somebody else take on a younger Republican nominee. Trump has made clear to associates that the legal protections of occupying the Oval Office are front of mind for him. The former president is motivated to announce early, even before Election Day 2022, in the hopes of clearing the field of primary rivals. Trump's flirtation with announcing a 2024 White House bid before the midterm elections is sending signals of self-doubt and political vulnerability, according to GOP operatives. Some believe the former president is motivating challenges to his supremacy over the part of it, over the party, by threatening to go so early. Meanwhile, what this means is, do you expect that the Republicans are going to take the House and take the Senate and have a tremendous election? And I think that most people do. And if that's the case, then if Trump announces his candidacy beforehand, he can claim that that is actually a personal triumph. He can claim a lot of credit for it because as soon as he announces his candidacy, he will become the center of attention. And it's one of the reasons that most Republicans who are actually running don't want him to do it, because it works for them, for Biden to be the center of attention, because he's the one who's running the country right now. But if you're going to go back to Trump and then replay all of the charges against Trump, and he has serious charges still pending in Georgia, in New York, he and his family were supposed to give testimony, do depositions in New York to for the Attorney General in New York, Letitia James, who is investigating potential crimes with the way that Trump's businesses were run before he became president. And they were going to have testimony from Don Jr. and from Ivanka and from the former president regarding the business. That was supposed to be happening this week. It's been postponed because Ivana died, because the mother of two of his three children, of Eric and Don Jr. and Ivanka, passed away at age 73, and so that will come later. But there is also the difficulty that if President Trump does not expect or cannot somehow assure a resounding triumph, and I actually believe that the most likely outcome of the election, which is still 3 months away, that the most likely outcome will be a split decision, because unless the Republicans turn things around, I think there are too many vulnerable Republican senators. And they might win in Arizona, and they might win, though I think it's unlikely, they might win in Nevada, certainly. They could win in New Hampshire. But to rest assured that they will make up for some of the losses that they may take, Wisconsin, Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, is considered to be the most vulnerable of all the incumbent Republican senators, which is one of the reasons that they're going to be holding the convention in Milwaukee. That is supposed to be actually formalized, the choice of Milwaukee as the site for the convention in 2024. The Democrats have some news with that. The 2024 convention site selection team will visit New York, Chicago, and Atlanta over the next few weeks as it continues to tour prospective convention hosts. The selection committee visited Houston last week. Now, why would they pick Houston? If they actually believe that there is a chance that Beto O'Rourke could win the governorship, and there's news on that coming up. He is challenging Governor Abbott, and I think the most estimates are that Governor Abbott is a very likely winner. There's one other very likely winner who got very good polling data from the heart of the country. We will get to that and to the idea of laying a criminal trap to try to prosecute Trump. Jonathan Turley thinks it's a bad idea. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a dire level of investor pessimism. That's according to a Bank of America survey of nearly 300 investors who are in charge of $800 billion in assets. It found that the current view of the economy is worse than the COVID-19 pandemic and even the 2008 financial crisis. Fears of a recession are reaching heights not seen since the beginning of the pandemic. This, as many Americans continue to grow increasingly concerned about inflation and the impact it's having on their budget. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, warns inflation is having an impact on more than just the American people.
Inflation is pushing Kentucky families to the brink. As a result, food bank demand is rising and shelves are running low.
For the second day in a row, President Biden has nothing on his public schedule. USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is very clear evidence all over the country, and there's clear evidence in polling because new polls come out every day that the two quote front runners, and it's ridiculous to describe either one of them as front runners. I mean, Joe Biden, really a front runner for the Democratic nomination? Well, I guess if you look at the polls and they ask people who would you support, well, Biden's the name they think of right now because he is the incumbent president. I do not believe he will be the Democratic nominee. I don't think he'll end up running as the Democratic nominee as we move forward, and I suspect he will announce it sometime after the 2022 midterms. And then there's Donald Trump, and there's new evidence all the time. I mean, just all the time that he is losing some of the enthusiastic and overwhelming Republican support he used to have. Now, part of it is has to do with the rise of Ron DeSantis. And there's a piece about this Florida poll, and again showing DeSantis beating Trump 61-39. And Dan McLaughlin is a commentator who writes about that, and he says the true coup would be if DeSantis can bluff or persuade Trump not to run at all. It will be DeSantis' job to convince Trump that Ron DeSantis doesn't have a Donald Trump problem, Trump has a Ron DeSantis problem. Thus far in 2022, DeSantis has avoided confrontation. He knows that he needs a convincing re-election in Florida before he can go national. He has not said a crossword directly at Trump, and he stayed out of primary contests outside of Florida, which Trump has been treating as proxy battles to gauge and burnish his own continuing influence within the party. At the same time, DeSantis seems not to have sought Trump's endorsement in his own re-election bid. He's occasionally appeared to be road-testing national themes that contrast him with Trump, such as criticizing federal lockdown policies under Trump, most of all by showing no sign that he would defer to Trump and decline to challenge him in 2024, DeSantis is playing a serious game of chicken. Trump, for his part, has publicly bragged that he could beat DeSantis easily and insists that he has not asked DeSantis whether he is running. All of this going on is so complicated. And I mentioned Jonathan Turley, who wrote a piece that I think is potentially very important, and it's a piece about, for The Hill, about the January 6th committee and the problem with their case. And the point that he makes, in short, as he said, the January 6th committee has made a case against Trump personally and politically. It has not done so criminally. The final scheduled hearing, the one that's coming up on Thursday, would be an excellent time for that promised case to be finally made. I think if they emphasize trying to make a criminal case against Trump, first of all, the Justice Department is already following this. In fact, many people believe there may even be a grand jury already set up through the Justice Department, which would surprise no one. But if the January 6th committee tries to make a criminal case, then they are handing Trump the opportunity to claim a victory. How? This is the way that Jonathan Turley sees it, and I think he has a lot to say, is that the eighth and final scheduled hearing of the House January 6th Select Committee is scheduled for Thursday, and the members reportedly will present a timeline of events on that day, particularly the 187 minutes between the end of then-President Trump's speech on the Ellipse and his call for supporters to leave the Capitol. It will again play moments from the horrific to the heroic. It has not shown thus far, however, is what was promised at the outset, a clear criminal case against Trump. At the start of the hearings, committee members promised they had the long-sought smoking gun evidence, new material that would close the circle on Trump. Committee member Adam Schiff indicated that he thought there was now credible evidence to support a variety of criminal charges. But no sooner had the hearings begun when many of the media declared the criminal case had been conclusively proven. Well, says Jonathan Turley, professor of law at George Washington University, it's not incontestably proven. The committee, he writes, has built a powerful case that no compelling evidence of widespread voter fraud existed in the 2020 presidential election, and that Trump knew, or certainly should have known, he was asserting baseless allegations. White House strategy sessions became increasingly heated between Trump's two teams of lawyers, that's Team Crazy and Team Normal, and you know the Team Crazy is Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, and Mike Flynn, who's not a lawyer, part of any legal team. In any event, the increasingly heated between Trump's two teams of lawyers, including a breathtaking December 18th, 2020 meeting, when two lawyers seemed close to a physical altercation. Clearly, Trump only heard what he wanted to hear, but that does not prove he knew the election was valid. The committee has portrayed Trump's reliance on a private legal team as knowingly dishonest by calling a team crazy. Well, however, the committee also portrayed Trump as a raving egomaniac who could not accept that he lost the election to Joe Biden. But again, it is a difficult criminal case to make based on a layperson believing one set of lawyers over another. Former prosecutor and former Senator Heidi Heitkamp said at the hearings that, as a former prosecutor myself, everything that I've heard, I think it would be a very tough indictment to get. And she's a Democrat. Turley says that Attorney General Garland clearly is looking for evidence of criminal conduct and could seek an indictment. The reason that I think that even the emphasis on criminal conduct is mistaken, is wrong, it's going to undermine the great work of the committee, and I think they've done some great work in showing the American people really that there was a deliberate but non-substantive challenge to the election, showing the dangers of actually trying to overturn an election this way. And by the way, one of the other things that appeared today, there was a Wall Street Journal piece by Jimmy Carter, yes, former president, and the former chief of staff to President George Herbert Walker Bush, and to President Reagan, Secretary of State for George Herbert Walker Bush. I'm talking about Jim Baker. And these two distinguished elder statesmen are saying, for God's sake, one of the things that we ought to be able to unite on, one Republican, one Democrat writing this piece, one thing we ought to be able to unite on is rewriting the Electoral Count Act from 1887. And it's the act that allowed all this confusion to occur on January 6th. What would it do? It would mean that you would rewrite the act so that before you could challenge a slate of electors, you could actually would need to have more than just one senator and one congressman who asked for the challenge. And it would make it more clear that the role of the vice president was ceremonial, not substantive, in terms of counting the votes. We will get back to more about what happens after votes are counted, and more, coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For deep-dyed political junkies, there's this interesting primary coming up in Maryland, particularly in the race for governor. The front-running candidate, at least according to most polling, is a woman named Kelly Schultz, who is a protege of Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, who has to step down because of term limits. He is very popular and almost surely would have won a third term, but Kelly Schultz is hoping to keep that very Democratic state in Republican hands. But her chief opponent in the primary, and not her only opponent, but the most substantial opponent, and the one endorsed by President Trump, is a guy named Dan Cox, who is a full-out believer in the stolen election and has flirted with isolationist and QAnon elements. And a recent Goucher poll found that... actually, it would be a tie with Dan Cox running and Schultz running. It's very close. The poll was released June 28th. It had a 4.8% margin of error. It showed the Larry Hogan candidate, the mainstream Republican candidate, if you will, with 22% and the pro-Trump candidate with 25%, so with Cox running ahead. Now, that led Democrats to pump real money, serious money, into Dan Cox's campaign, even though they don't agree with anything he agrees with, simply because they believe he would be easier to beat. And this is a terrible gamesmanship that the Democrats have been doing all over the country. And I wish they wouldn't, because when they do, they encourage, well, people like Alex Jones. And they end up giving money to someone they're sure they're going to be able to beat. But then again, everybody on the Democratic side was sure they were going to be able to beat Trump in 2016. And look what happened. Alex Jones was taped recently. he had a run-in with some other patrons when he went out to a restaurant. Now, Alex Jones has a right to go out to a restaurant, I would think, to be left alone. But here's what that sounded like. It's clip 18. You're the one who should run your fat, libtard mouth. Fat, Alex Jones is saying to one of his dining companions, well, not one of his companions, it's somebody who didn't have the good sense to just leave Alex Jones alone. There is some good sense that is being shown by late night comics. Where? How? Finally, coming around with increasing vehemence to take a few shots at Joe Biden. This is Jimmy Fallon on Fauci announcing that he's going to retire after Biden's term is over, which everybody assumed the Washington Post covering him. That means he's going to retire in 2024, because I don't think many people expect Biden to have a second term. Here's what Fallon sounded like on that issue.
Let's get to some news. On Friday, President Biden held a controversial meeting with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. But the real controversy was that Biden greeted him with a fist bump. Watch this. Yeah. Biden said that wasn't a fist bump. That was me trying to punch him as hard as I could. Hadouken! Meanwhile, I read that Dr. Fauci said that he plans to retire by the end of President Biden's term. Yeah, then everyone turned to Biden like, is there anything you'd like to announce, too? Of course, once he's gone, Fauci will be replaced by a new, slightly weaker variant.
And then also, Dana Carvey was sitting in for Jimmy Fallon on his late night show on ABC, and he talked about changes that he's noticed in Biden's demeanor. Listen.
Have you noticed that Biden's got a little feistier lately? Because when he first came out, he was like a soothing grandpa offering you butterscotch from his coin purse. Right? Now what he does is he kind of whispers and then he yells. If you know, I think it's a wonderful move. Don't you love it when he's like, we know how to get natural gas. Because we can't get it. We know how to get it. That's what we do. We take the people that buy this, run the public, the pirates of the Caribbean.
I wonder if Biden would actually laugh at some of that. He may not be much in a laughing mood right now. I will tell you, it's not a laugh. It's actually a film based on a very classic novel, but updated with some language that doesn't really fit. They didn't talk about exes in Jane Austen's England. But this is a review for the film Persuasion.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Dakota Johnson stars as the Jane Austen heroine who gave up the love of her life because he lacked financial prospects, but 8 years later meets him again as a wealthy sea captain. Will they rekindle their lost attachment? That's the big question in Persuasion, now streaming on Netflix.
Do I sense a romance, really?
He must be off to something. Imagine my luck. Don't let anyone tell you how to live or who to love.
That very modern message is not part of the original novel from 200 years ago, nor is the casting, which in the Bridgerton style deploys a diverse cast full of black and Asian characters. But there is real chemistry between Dakota Johnson and a charismatic American-born British star named Cosmo Johnson, and the locations and costumes are lovely to look at. Austin fans will miss some of the deeper issues raised in the novel. 2.5 stars for the PG-rated Persuasion. And that's Cosmo Jarvis, who is featured in Persuasion. Coming up on the Medved Show next time, we will be dealing with a report that says that there's a big contribution coming for a candidate for governor. The contribution from George Soros. So who is he backing with $1 million? That's a lot to give to one campaign. We will get to that next time, Wednesday, on the Medved Show. And the Chicago police are no longer going to be allowed to chase people on foot. Will that help the fight against crime in one of America's most crime-ridden cities? We will get to that. And yet another day and another poll showing this one from Gallup that Americans' confidence in news media is soaring. No, that's not true. The news media confidence is at an all-time low. And Stop the Steal organizer tried to also stop the certification of another president, it turns out. Barack Obama, actually. Joe Biden was a running mate. And he won pretty big in 2009, but there was an attempt to stop the certification of that election, which didn't work. And then Stephen Moore, former economist advising President Trump, talking about the determination of some states and even some countries to drive out millionaires and billionaires as if they're villains that need to be shunned. He makes the case that when millionaires and billionaires leave town, everybody loses. And then finally, there's also a new plea from a senior Democratic congressman for hashtag expand the court, backing a judiciary act that would amount to court packing, which is a terrible idea for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.